Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I found out.
Ticket.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week, and we also have our newsletter, which we'd like for you to subscribe to. We'll follow you home on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead, and there'll be lots of stuff there that will help you, and including the schedule, the show schedule coming up for the week ahead. Tom Anastasi is all over our website. He's been with us as a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. Tom's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, tell us how we can find you online.
Oh, yes, TomAnastasi.com,
yeah.
And the book's available at Amazon.com and GlenbridgePublishing.com.
All right, so check it out, The Successful Entrepreneur. We're talking about personality in the marketplace. Tom, what else do we need to know?
Well, the other thing is how we make decisions. So there's two types of decision makers. One makes decisions based on a time deadline. Others make decisions based on an event deadline. So the people who make a decision based on a time deadline, you ask them if they're hungry and they'll look at their watch. A 11:45? No, I'm not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when will you be hungry? Well, noon, you know, lunchtime. And you ask them if they're tired. They'll say, no, it's 11:20. I'm not tired. When do you get tired? I get tired at midnight. And so they also run their businesses the same way. Everything, there's a self-imposed deadline, and they really work and meet those deadlines. If they go to a meeting, they'll get to the area of the meeting maybe 5 minutes early so they can walk in right at the start of the meeting. And the other types are have a more general sense of time. So they will sit there and say, oh, my gosh, the meeting started at 2 o'clock. It's 2:05. I have got to get going. Or, you know, they'll have their first meal of the day at 4. And, you know, they won't know what to call it, but they don't have to call their meal anything. And so you get the idea, is that these people make decisions based on an event deadline. Something needs to take place before they're comfortable deciding.
Does that mean it has to be an emergency?
Sometimes an emergency, but you know, let's say that they're the detail oriented people we just talked about.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't like it if they were always late for my meeting.
I know, but you've known people like that, right?
Oh yeah.
So that's the type they are. And so what happens is that when they buy things, okay, I'm not going to decide until I'm sure I have all of the information. I want to make sure that all the people who are stakeholders in the decision have been...
Why would I want somebody like that to work for me? What would be the attractiveness of that,
Because they tend to be very careful decision makers, even though they're not...
In a small business, you can be too careful in a small business.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you got to make a decision. We got to pull a trigger here.
And that's one of the things that you have to realize as far as if that's your trade, you have to sit there and say, oh, my gosh, do I have enough information?
I want that person in accounts payable.
Exactly.
Because I want them to really labor over you know, how to use our money.
Right. And so what happens is that, you know, for instance, some people want to look at different possibilities, and they're not going to decide until they're having just a good feeling that they've looked at all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So from a sales standpoint, you sit there and say, okay, have we looked at everything that's reasonable and rational and even a couple of things that
aren't? You don't want that person selling because they can't close.
Right. They typically don't like sales because sales is definitely the type of job that's very numbers-driven, very deadline-driven, And these type of people do not gravitate towards sales, but you've got to sell to them as customers.
And yet we've got all these people who get hired every day, and nobody ever pays any attention to this personality thing we're talking about.
Right, and it's so important. It's so important.
And there are tests for these, aren't there? They're personality tests to tell you what kind of person we're talking about, aren't they?
Yeah, the personality traits we're talking about today are based on the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, which is sold by Consulting Psychologist Press. But that is based on Carl Jung's theory of psychology. So because of that, there's a lot of tests out there.
Mm-hmm.
Humanetrics has an online test that's quite good that you can take for free.
My friends Pierce and Jane Howard at Syntax.com have something like that too. They're doing a lot of work in personality.
They are a terrific company.
Yep.
And definitely check them out.
Yeah. So last thoughts on personality, Tom.
Last thoughts are you really need to understand your own personality and the personalities of your customers. However, one thing is that as far as entrepreneurship, you've got some people who like to think about every possible detail and things that could go wrong. And if they ever open the business, it's going to be very well thought out. But many times, they're perpetually in the planning.
Yeah, I know people
other
like that
people,
too.
Yeah, but other people, they jump out of the airplane and halfway down wonder if a parachute would have been a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
All my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.